Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The Lovers of the Fallen Tower.
When you say it like that, it kind of sounds like you're mad at me.
Of course I'm mad. You don't think I have other work I need to do? You didn't even send a pigeon ahead of you.
I was a day away, Rilla, and I kind of had something else on my plate.
Hush, Teal. We have not even been invited inside yet.
We have a big experiment tomorrow in dangerous territory. Now is not a good time.
It's the only time, Rilla. I'm sorry, but it is. The Queen called all the journeyman knights back to the Citadel immediately. And I can't bring Halola with me because it's not super safe for her there right now, all right?
I've heard. But you can't keep doing this to me, Mark. Every time you have a problem, you just come dump it on me.
Well,
and I
have
to stop everything I'm doing right away so I can dig you out of whatever mess you've gotten yourself into. And you just have to find someone else who can do this for you, all right? I can't handle every single one of your problems. Do you get that?
Yeah, I think so. Which is why I wasn't actually here to ask you.
You... what?
Hey, Scales. Think you could watch the kiddo for a few days?
You want... what?
Oh, like I buy that, Mark. You two hardly know each other, and Aram is just as busy as I am, and...
Of course I will watch the hatchling. You may continue to your duties, Mark.
What?
Oh, yes! Yes! Thank you so much, Scales. I owe you
it
a whole...
It is not for your sake. I merely expect that the hatchling will be safer around her own kind.
My own kind?
Come on, Scales. We've had this conversation already. It's my job. And besides, the only monster I've killed lately was just this dumb lizard thing, which... Okay, wait, so I probably should have led with a different detail,
but... It doesn't matter. We can't take her. Our preparations are complete, the emotional resonator is ready, and now it's finally time for us to go.
I see no reason the experiment cannot be delayed.
Aram, you know how much this means to me.
I can't say I do, actually. The only experiment I am aware of is a research expedition to see if our device is functional. Everything else you have remained decidedly tight-lipped about.
That isn't fair.
Very little is. At any rate, if the expedition will be educational for us, I'm certain it will educate the hatchling as well. A lifetime of learning must begin from the egg. Now, if you will excuse me, I must have the keep prepare our provisions for tomorrow. Come with me, hatchling.
Yes, sir. Farewell, brave Sir Mark. I am and will always be grateful for your guidance and protection.
Yeah, see. I won't be gone long. Hopefully.
Aram, you can't just...
Now, state your name, hatchling.
I am Olala, sir. It is an honor to meet you.
And I am Lord Aram, he who rules the swamp of Titan's Wounds.
Greetings, my lord. You are only the third man I have ever met, and I did not know that some of them came with scales and arms all over. This has been a very educational experience already.
Well, you haven't had your fill of educational experiences, young Olala. Under my tutelage, you will see things that you can hardly imagine. And after that, you will see things you cannot imagine at all. The greatest of these mysteries will come tomorrow, Olala, when I show you what lurks beyond the veil of death in a dangerous, faraway fort.
Oh, that? I already know that.
You... what?
The ground. That's what comes after death, I mean. At the Garden of Graves, I watch that happen all the time. Will there be more mysteries for the learning?
The Garden of Graves? Interesting. Let's not concern ourselves with tomorrow just yet. First, I must introduce you to your quarters. The Keep of Titan's Blooms.
Wow. Is your keep behind that big singing tree, my lord?
It is that big singing tree.
Wow. Really, my lord? Really? Tail and I get to stay inside the big, beautiful, magical tree with all the flowers?
Indeed. For the duration of your stay, you will live in my charge and home, the Keep of Titan's Blooms. But there are certain rules you must follow, hatchling. First, never ask it for sweets, because it will give them to you. second. What is it, Olala? The swamp can be dangerous. What do you spy?
It's a man over there. And he's starting a fire, trying to burn the forest down, most likely, and...
This is a swamp, young creature. It would take a great deal more fire than those sparks to harm these sodden trees.
But still...
I think I see to whom you refer. But a man? No, hatchling. Men have spines. If Sir Damien ever had one, he's had it removed months ago.
And I am sorry to say so, but I think I disagree with you, Lord Arum. Sir Mark scared me at first, but on knowing him further, it became clear that he was more boy than man. On purpose, I think.
Well put.
And that man over there, who burns those papers so, in his eyes there lies such single-mindedness of purpose. Just like the man who... The man who came into my home and he...
Took it, I'm sure. As humans do. Listen to me, hatchling, and listen well. Creatures in our position cannot afford to let our guards down against humans like that, no matter how kind they seem. Do you follow?
Creatures in our position? I don't understand...
They distrust us. Pit us against one another. Draw loyalties with us when convenient and fail entirely to acknowledge how those loyalties must change their actions. Do you know what Sir Damien burns now, hatchling Olala?
No, my lord. What is he burning?
Letters from his true home. Orders to murder creatures just like you and me.
He told you this himself?
To tell me this, he would have to speak, hatchling. Yet watch what he does as the letter before him burns.
My lord, he is just sitting there.
Prayer, he calls it. And woe betide any beast who interrupts him while he prays. Oh, my shattered tranquility. Oh, my saint. Day in, day out. No matter what you need him for. No matter how much you wish to...
My lord?
It does not matter. Let us continue on to the keep.
My lord, may I ask a question?
No, you may not.
I
think you must ask questions, and many of them. Knowledge is one of the greatest boons to a young beast.
May I ask, why do you live so close to Lady Rilla and Sir Damien?
Yes. Very strange, isn't it? A monster living in such close proximity to two humans. It's enough to make you wonder whose inane idea it was to begin with.
Oh, that's not what I meant, my lord. I have seen the like before, back in my Garden of Graves. Wandering monsters stay with us quite often, and I myself am half monster. My lord? My lord, I do not understand what is so funny.
Half monster. Oh, but that is quite the...
The what, my lord?
You were not joking just now.
No. Oh, when I tell a joke, you will know. My jokes are very funny.
Of course, half monster. What sap-brained human fills your head with such nonsense, I wonder?
I'm sorry, my lord, but I could not hear you. In returning to my previous question, I meant only that you do not seem to like Lady Rilla or Sir Damien very much. So why do you live so close to them?
We have an arrangement.
What sort of arrangement?
And at any rate, you should not jump to conclusions so quickly, hatchling. That is poison to a good education. Of course, I like Amaryllis and Damien. It would have been foolish of me to invite them to build a hut close by if I didn't.
Oh, well, that is
even good. Even if Amaryllis always shuts herself away with her experiments. And even if she no longer thanks me when I bring her the keep's provisions. And even if Damien is always praying and praying and praying and wandering into my swamp to do who knows what to the monsters in it.
My lord.
Emotions are... complicated, hatchling. You would do well to remember that.
Yes, my lord.
Now that's enough about Amaryllis and Damien. Hmm? Entirely enough. And at any rate, our journey to Fort Terminus tomorrow will fix a great deal. You will gain great knowledge, Hatchling. And when my theories are proven, Amaryllis will gain great humility. And with Damien several miles away from us, perhaps I will relieve myself of a great headache.
Arum.
A greater headache, at any rate.
Arum, could you really not hear me?
I could hear you, Lady Rilla.
Oh, cool.
I was otherwise occupied. What do you want, Amaryllis?
Just to tell you to ask the keep to grow provisions for one more person.
Yes, Amaryllis, I am aware that hatchlings need to eat.
Tail, do you hear that? The big and magical tree will feed us!
Not for that. Damien's coming, too.
He's what?
We have a kid with us now, Arum. He just wants to make sure everyone's safe. St. Damien forfend that harm should fall to a child.
St. Damien forfend that I should ever hear that name again.
I know, but it's important to him, so...
Hatchling, you may continue on to the keep. Ask it for whatever you like.
Tail!
Off you go.
Yes, my lord.
I refuse.
You what?
Our plan was exact, Amaryllis. We are re-entering dangerous territory, and all outside factors must be controlled, given the chaos inherent to magic.
That argument might mean a little more, Arum, if you hadn't decided to pick up babysitting 10 minutes ago.
She must be cared for. I can't allow the keep to do so without my supervision. It has a very difficult time saying no to younglings.
Again, keep! Again, the wolf! Again, keep! Another water slide! Again, again!
That explains a lot about you.
The many contusions and concussions incurred when the keep gave more than it should? Why, yes, Amaryllis, this does explain those. So if you insist on us leaving tomorrow, the hatchling Olala must come with us. It is unavoidable.
Then why?
And now it's all this fairness again, isn't it? My circumstances were unavoidable. It is not as though I get a guest, then you get a guest, then he gets a guest.
He is not my guest. Arum, I don't know what happened between you two, but
Nothing happened.
I need you to be adults and handle it, okay? Use this trip to talk to each other.
We talk?
Actually, talk to each other. Not just through me, okay? I don't have time for this right now. I have more preparations to do. Make sure Olala is ready at dawn, and for Saint's sake, Arum, be nice. Or else...
Or else what?
Ugh.
Be nice indeed.
Give us time, give us answers.
But Fort Terminus is our home. The bridge is finally making progress.
And I just keep worrying you won't come with me. You didn't see what I saw out on the bridge. I know I sound crazy, but...
You do sound crazy.
I'm not. I know what I saw.
You sound crazy because you think I'd stay here for a single second if you weren't around.
David, I'm so...
Hold on, Pix. Hold on.
I don't want to die. Everything's shaking and I'm scared and...
Come closer.
Please, please.
Closer. Shh. It's going to be all right.
It is all right. In here.
And out here. We're going to finish packing. Then we're gone. We'll head east, and it'll be hard to find a new home for a while, but...
But we'll figure it out. I know...
I love you, Pix.
I love you, too. And I believe you now. I feel it. So long as I can hold you, so long as your touch is there to warm me, I know everything's going to be all...
Oh. Oh, my.
They were so beautiful. Who were they?
That's what we're hoping to find out.
Among other things, yes. Well, I think we've waited long enough. Shall we get started?
One more. Myrilla, perhaps we could watch them just one more time?
Damien!
We've seen this twice already, Amaryllis. It's time to warm up the emotional resonator.
What are you doing?
Why do they keep doing that, my lord? Disappearing and then just starting over again?
This harpy and the human are not really among us, Hatchling. They have...
They've died. Of course. A long time ago.
Why, well... Yes. A very long time.
A tragedy. Such horrible tragedy.
It happens to everyone. I do hope they had better times after this one, though. This seems a very scary night.
After? But Olala...
But I cannot understand why it is we can see them. In the garden, the dead stay underground unless the Abbess tells them to rise, but... Is the Abbess here? Is that why you brought me here, my lord?
An Abbess and a garden? She can't mean corpse garden. Oh, what manner of strange little girl has Sir Mark brought us?
Amaryllis, would you be so kind as to remind Sir Damien that your stone city has an irritating tendency to rename everything it pleases?
Tell him yourself.
I'm afraid I've never heard that moniker before, Olala.
Of course you haven't. Renaming everything, calling the entire Northern Wilds your second citadel.
Well, at least they're talking to each other.
The important thing to consider, Hatchling, is that these ghosts are not actually the people they resemble. There are places across the universe that are so filled with magic that it gives them life of a kind. Your garden is one, as is my keep. And this Fort Terminus appears to be under the influence of one as well. But we cannot determine the origin, and its power is somehow weaker. An echo of a force even greater than my keep from long ago. Amaryllis and I have determined that the magical power in question is often emotional. And so we theorize these vision ghosts must be symptomatic of emotion as well, like...
trauma. The fort remembers the pain of this Pix, this David, and cannot stop remembering it. It fixates.
Its mind runs in its tight circles.
Why, yes, I rather like that phrasing. Tight circles.
Ah! Well, I think that means it's working.
Oh my, I feel very unwell.
An increase in localized anxiety, most likely. Because these specters are made from emotional energies, Amaryllis and I have concluded that more spirits may be visible to us as well, but only if we can amplify the emotional energies present. Therefore, our emotional resonator.
Pix, what are you doing? The device appears to be working.
A word? Anything?
Pix and David. They're so clear now. It feels like I could reach out and touch them.
And yet the other memories remain indistinct. Just shadows and sounds. Whatever great force animated this place, it must have taken a special interest in these two. What cosmic significance could they possibly have?
Maybe it just liked love stories, Aram.
Or perhaps tragedies.
Thank you, Damien. On the bridge. Aram, how do I pause this thing?
Pause? You expect the trauma of the universe to hold still just because
you
wished...
Shut up. You heard her, didn't you? She saw something out on this bridge. Maybe that's where...
Our experiment has concluded, Amaryllis. See more of these ghosts. Now we return to the keep and your swamp laboratory to refine our emotional resonator further.
It is all right.
Where are you going?
Look, there they are again, down the hall. It looks like another conversation they had some other time. They look younger.
That's unexpected. I thought perhaps this place remembered one tragic day, but so many?
Individual vignettes playing again and again and again. One wonders if they play even when we cannot see them.
And there are even more down here. It looks like it leads outside.
Amaryllis, where are you going? Amaryllis! Well, we had better follow her.
Oh, la la, little one. How are you feeling? Has the pain passed?
I believe so. My head feels much better now. Only my stomach. Or perhaps it is my muscles that ache.
The emotional resonator is not a pleasant experience, that much is certain.
And it's made me think, my lord, perhaps this is a good time for us to discuss the thought stream.
Yes, your magic cards. And what did they tell you now?
Cards? What magic cards?
On the cards, my lord. When you left the room to speak harshly to the knight, I saw the parapet of wilds. That must be a big tower somewhere in this northern region. And then there's the two of wilds, which I forget, but I think it's a bird. And then the nine of something, I don't know. It looks like a mirror, but maybe a snail.
Hatchling, what are you doing?
I'm trying to avoid bumping into the ghosts, my lord. Oh, excuse me. Excuse!
They will pass right through you. Hurry along.
But it seems rude, and excuse me. It's just that I thought I saw one of them look at us.
Show a child one ghost, and suddenly she becomes superstitious. Hurry! We've nearly lost sight of Amaryllis.
It does not matter how many of these spirits I see. The effect of it never lessens.
See what, Sir Knight?
Human workers and monster workers walking side by side, working and laughing together, even if we cannot hear them, and all of it just easily, like nothing.
Why is that so strange?
Because it's impossible. Tell the knight to remove his head from the clouds, Hatchling. The peace we see here ended. It never really reigned to begin with.
Sir Damien, Lord Aram, he who rules the Swamp of Titan's Blooms, would like you to know that you
Then you may tell you. Lord Aram that if this era has ended, our current war will end just the same. To accept impermanence, that is the key to tranquility.
My lord, Sir Damien
says...
Then
you may laugh in a human's face, Hatchling, like so. Ha! Because if our war is temporary, and everything is temporary, then so will be the peace that follows it. Tranquility.
Sir...
Ask Lord Aram not to disrespect my beliefs, and I shall not disrespect his.
Lord...
Ask him if that's supposed to be a threat.
Inform the Lizard Lord that the pious man does not threaten. He merely warns.
It's a duel you want, then.
I will protect myself if need be.
You'd best protect your throat. You stubborn... Amaryllis! Hatchling, come quickly. How far ahead could she have gone?
We must be prepared. The monsters may be mounting another assault. And...
Monsters? Who's to say it's monsters? You humans are just as likely
to... I see her! Lady Rilla! Lady Rilla!
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, that explosion, my Rilla. Did you not hear it?
Sure, but it's just a memory, right? I think it came from out on this balcony.
Don't go out there.
Why shouldn't I? Ah!
What was that?
That blast! And something outside destroyed, and all I saw was rubble and people and monsters thrown, falling to their deaths, falling.
Damien, open your eyes.
And witness that carnage? Oh, my Rilla, no amount of tranquility.
Damien!
Could... There's nothing.
There is quite a lot, actually. Just nothing destroyed.
They're building something. Something so big.
Construction. And that tower. There's so much to see out here.
Yes, a great deal. Though one might comment that we did not come here to watch the ghosts play with bricks, Amaryllis. One might say that we have our results, the emotional resonator works, and it is time to go home.
Good to know what one might say, in case one is curious about what might happen to one if he does go ahead and say it.
What is that noise you always make when you're mocking me? That ticky-tocky.
It's the same noise you make.
I think I would remember making such
Myrilla,
a bizarre...
Myrilla, perhaps we could accelerate your aims out here on the fort's balcony. I am beginning to fear that the child may be struggling.
What is this place?
It is the end of the world, Hatchling. Our end. Did your sisters never tell you of it?
They said that the world ended to the west, and that I was never to play too far, but... But if it ends north, too, then it could end south. And maybe if it ends south, it could end east, and maybe...
Finish your business so that we can tend to the hatchling's health. Now.
Fine. Then we'll get to business. Aram, you have the recorder. Give a physical description of the location while I look for pics.
I am not some mere assistant.
Thanks.
Damned recording device. Damned spoken reports. Hatchling.
Yes, my lord.
Come here and make yourself useful. We must explain to this device our surroundings. Tell it everything you see.
Oh, of course. If I can be helpful. Well, off on the far end of this balcony, there is a... Well, I'm not certain what that is, but it is very tall.
A tower, most likely. I've heard them refer to it as the bridge.
But doesn't a bridge have to connect somewhere?
It is not an uncommon spiritual belief to build a bridge to the sky. Some sort of connecting structure between here and forces beyond. Fascinating. Perhaps such bridges act as antenna of a sort, swaying, feeling in the ether for magical currents. But even then, an odd choice to build it on the side of Fort Terminus as opposed to the top. It barely reached past the fort's peak.
Ah, I found her! Pix! I can barely make out what she's saying. Aram, bring the recorder here.
Nonsense.
Maybe it just needs another nudge.
The emotional resonator? Are you serious?
Why not? It worked before.
Using it twice in close proximity is completely untested. In a place that has already proven so volatile.
I'm not leaving until I learn what I need to from her, Aram.
She is dead, Amaryllis. That shade is not even her. Just memories, trauma, warped most likely by whatever force inhabited this land and witnessed her terrible fate.
Well, maybe she is dead. But she was a real person once. A person who knew... Just give me that thing! There, finally!
Myrilla, please be careful what you...
Well, I suppose it's having some effect.
I can hear her.
He's late last night. No, I know we aren't supposed to go alone, but David was busy, and there was a problem I couldn't get out of my head, and I saw lights in the sky, down at the bottom of the bridge. Lights, Zin.
Lord, I feel quite sick.
Shh. We felt miles off the edge of the world, and still nobody has ever seen a thing.
Monster attack, perhaps? Back to reclaim their fort, and us with only two warriors, and of course the child.
It was just an earthquake or something. Let her finish.
An earthquake as dead as that bird woman. She stumbled too, and her companion. Amaryllis, these are factors we did not account for.
David, I have to find David.
Pix! Aram, what are you doing?
Preventing you from making a terrible mistake. Turn our device off.
But Pix!
Is dead, and we are not. An earthquake from the past just affected us. We have amplified not just the spirits of the humans and the monsters here, your David and your Pix. We have amplified the entire memory.
I have to know, Aram.
To know what, Amaryllis, what? Because all the questions you and I discussed have been answered.
I need to know how they did it. Pix, David, all these humans living with all these monsters. I need to know how they did it, Aram. I need to know because...
Because of what, Myrilla?
Because I can't take this anymore! The silence, you two refusing to talk to each other, the constant resentment. I can't do it anymore, Aram. But I can't lose us, either. I'm stuck. I need help. We need help.
And you think reanimating these corpses will help you with that? You think risking our lives, the life of a hatchling, is worth... What? Perhaps if our arrangement isn't working, Amaryllis, that is solely a sign that it does not work.
That was cruel, Aram. Let go of me.
Myrilla, wait!
If she wants to run, then let her.
Lord.
What?
I really feel quite ill, my lord.
Vomit off the world's edge, then.
Not my stomach, my lord. I feel sick.
all over.
Young Olala, your shape is changing.
I do not want to do. I shall tell it not to. Bad shape. Bad shape.
Her fingers. Saint above, every finger shifted to a whip.
Hatchling, control yourself.
I can't.
Music again.
The device. It's activated itself.
That song. Lord, that song, it hurts.
We must leave immediately. Quickly. We'll find Amarilla.
Saint above, the bridge. It's falling into Fort Terminus.
Explosions can affect us. That means
an avalanche. We must take cover by the balcony's edge, quickly. Their bridge was such a beautiful construction and now destroyed.
It was destroyed when we first came up here, you fool. Things have merely returned to the way they were. Finally.
Well, not completely as they were, my lord. The avalanche has blocked the entrance.
So it has.
With Rilla trapped inside.
And with us trapped outside. You realize that we have no other means of entering the fort, don't you?
Well, there are other balconies.
Hundreds of yards away. And unless you plan on scaling sheer cliff for 400 yards, Sir Knight, there are no other means of entering the fort.
I can fly and get help. It's that easy. Now, away I go. Away!
Well, little Olala, I'm sorry to say this, but those are not wings you have grown.
They are feet.
Oh. Oh.
Sickly again, young one?
Mm-hmm.
I certainly hope that does not mean what I think it... Well... Things just seem to be going from bad to worse, don't they? Phantom Tower strikes the present fort to create a real avalanche. And even as the memory fades, the avalanche remains. Wonderful.
What does that mean, my lord?
It means that we aren't likely to survive this memory many more times if it keeps looping like this. Quickly, help me move these boulders. We've hardly any time.
Yes, my lord. Sir Damien?
Oh, Saint Damien, your tranquility.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know, my lord. He had just stopped moving.
Grant me a moment's peace to find the greatest course of action. I beg of you to save us from this long-gone fall.
He's praying again, isn't he? Oh, the man does one miracle, and now he thinks he can move boulders with his mind. Sir Damien...
I have it.
You have what, sir?
Olala, tell Lord Aram that we needn't touch these stones. We will carve our escape down another path.
Another path? And what do you propose we do? Just wait for another way off this balcony to just appear as if by magic?
Well, yes, actually. And there it is.
The bridge is back.
You want us to climb the very structure we have watched obliterated twice now?
Obliterated, yes, that is certain. But so are the events leading to its destruction. By the motion of the sun, I would guess that... 30 minutes. Yes, 30 minutes have passed since the last time we saw this bridge fall. In that time, we must scale it and find some other means of entering Fort Terminus. Or I am afraid this balcony will not hold much longer.
My lord!
It's a stupid plan. We do not know what destroyed the bridge. For all we know, it could be lurking in that stairwell as we speak.
Has anyone seen Zin?
And yet, we all know what happens shortly after she finds this Zin. Fine. We'll begin ascending the bridge immediately. No time like the present. The past.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one, from actors Melissa Enulet and Matthew Zonzinger and co-creator Kevin Vibert.
She's a science-y, which is not normally my thing, but I am, a singer and an actress and a teacher, but I have a weird interest in science. Both my parents were scientists, so I kind of identify with her that way. And she's a little fiery, which I'm mostly a quiet person in general. But when you kind of cross that line, kind of same with Rilla, that once you cross that line, there's no going back, and you're not going to like that.
Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, pins, and socks your hearts desire. Just go to dftba.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Tiny Demon Dragon, Rita Redacted's Wife, Co., Liesling Voss, Sir Mark's Horse Girl Power Hour, Lynn Go, N.B. Shaper, Jasper James, Caroline Seidman, This Machine Kisses Lizards, Red L., Izzy J., Kim Dauber, Jay Yanuzelli, Karen ZH, Kezi Z, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, Lovers of the Fallen Tower, was told by the following people: Noah Symes as Lord Aram, Marge Dunn as Olala and Pix, Matthew Zonzinger as Sir Damien, Melissa Enulet as Rilla, William Schuler as David, and Stefano Purdy as Sir Mark. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear travelers. We hope you will join us again soon.